This is Brother Gino. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today for the pastor's study. Last time we were together, we began a study entitled Seven Bible Valleys. Seven Bible Valleys. We looked at three last time. We're going to look at the remaining four today, as time permits. Before I begin, I want to mention again that each one of these studies is available on audio cassette tape. In fact, I have a free audio cassette tape catalog that lists all the studies that have been aired on the Pastor Study for the past 6 years, and that's absolutely free and available to you if you'll drop me a line note to the address at the end of the broadcast. Also, again, I want to mention to pastors listening in churches that Brother Gino is available to be a special speaker if you're holding a Bible conference, perhaps, or a camp meeting or revival meeting. I'm available to come and preach in that meeting and teach at that meeting if you'll just pay my traveling expenses. And I just travel on a love offering basis, so you can contact me at the address that will be given at the end of the broadcast, amen. Or you can also contact the radio station, WGCR. They have a phone number that I can be reached at. And again, as you know, that this radio broadcast is going out over WGCR and Pisgah Forest, North Carolina, and also over the World Wide Web. And I just want to praise God. It's a ministry of Anchor Baptist Church, Pastor Barton. And I want to praise the people and the folks of that ministry and that church, and just what a tremendous blessing they have been to Brother Gino, especially my good friend Shana. I appreciate all that she's done for me and the blessing that she has been to me. I sometimes forget to mention these folks, but I just want to let people know what a blessing you folks are to Brother Gino. So let's begin our study. Before we do that, let's go to the throne room of grace. Dear Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity, this precious time that you've allowed us to open up your very words as preserved in this good old King James Bible, AV 1611. Father, you promised that if your words would go out, that they would not return void. And Father, we just pray that as your word does go out, that it would accomplish what you would have it to do today. Father, we pray if there's someone that's lost, that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, this would be the very day they'd fall out with sin and to fall in love with the Savior, because to receive him is to receive life eternal. And Father, we pray that you'd take your very words and minister to the saints of God as you see fit. And Father, we'll remember to give you all the honor and glory for what you'll choose to do this day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Last time we looked at three of the Bible valleys. We looked at the Valley of Siddim, which is represents the Valley of Sin. And then we looked at the Valley of Eshcol, which is the valley, represents the Valley of Decision. And then we looked at the Valley of Kidron, which is represents the Valley of Suffering. Now today, number four, we want to look at the Valley of Elah, or the Valley of Battle. And for that, we need to turn to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel with me. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Chapter 17. Looking in verse number 2. It says, "And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines." Now, it was in this valley that David met Goliath in the Valley of Elah. Israel and David faced and fought Goliath and the Philistines in the Valley of Elah. David slung a stone at Goliath, hit him in the forehead, and killed him in the Valley of Elah. Israel gained a great victory over the Philistines in the Valley of Elah. This, my friend, is the Valley of Battle. As well as God being in the Valley of Sin, in the Valley of Decision, in the Valley of Suffering, He is also with you in the Valley of Life's Battles. The question that I ask you today is this: are you facing some battle this day? Is there some temptation you feel you cannot resist? God is there. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Look at the promise of God here. If you're battling with some kind of temptation that you feel that you cannot resist, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. So whatever temptation, that battle of temptation you're going through, is nothing new. Others have gone through it too. Amen. It just the devil hasn't concocted especially for you. Amen. Others have experienced this. It goes on. But God is faithful. Praise God for that. Amen. We're unfaithful to Him, but He is still faithful to us. Amen. Our faithfulness to Him doesn't affect His faithfulness to us. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. That word suffer means He's not going to allow you to be tempted above what you can handle. See? There's two buts. Here's the other but. But will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. See? He tells you three things here in this verse. Okay, you're going to be tempted. But the temptation that you're going through is nothing new. Others have gone through it also, number one. But He is also faithful that He's not going to allow you to be tempted above what you're able to handle. And then lastly, He's going to give you a way to escape it. He's going to show you the door, the escape hatch. Now, let me ask you some questions as we look at this Valley of Battle. Do people make fun of you for being a Christian? Amen. It can be a battle every day. But what you need to do is lean on God. Amen. Lean on God. Amen. See, He's underneath you are the everlasting arms of God, holding you up. Lean on Him. He's the Rock of Ages. Our rock is not as their rock. He is the solid rock. Amen. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen. So if you're in that battle, You're in that battle of temptation. Remember, he is there in the valley of battle. Pray, my friend. Read your Bible. Be a church. Continue in the battle for souls. Keep trusting God to bring you through. Keep trusting God. Amen. The focus of your trust is God and should always be God. Keep trusting God to bring you through. Amen. Let's look at a fifth valley. The Valley of Achor. The Valley of Discipline. The chastening. Amen. For unbelievers. Joshua chapter 7. Joshua chapter 7, we find a man, Achan, named Achan. And after what happened to him, he was certainly Achan. Amen? Amen. Joshua chapter 7 with me. And then we get to Joshua chapter 7. We want to look at verses 24 to 26. We read, "And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah, and in the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought him unto the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones, and burned them with fire, after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger, wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day." Now, this is the valley where Achan was stoned to death for taking the accursed thing from Jericho. God had said to Israel, don't take anything in Jericho. It's accursed. It's dedicated to God. Achan took gold, silver, and coats. And sin came into the camp. The battle of Ai was lost because Israel tolerated sin in the camp unknowingly. God wants us to repent of our sinful habits. Joshua called the people together and cast lots to see who had sinned. And the lot fell on Achan. And Israel stoned Achan to death as God commanded. So what's the application? How do we apply this to you and I, to the Christian? Well, when we sin, God must discipline us to keep us from deeper sin and trouble. But even in the valley of discipline, God is with us. He disciplines us because he loves us. Turn to the book of Hebrews with me. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning in verse number 5. "And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then ye are bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure. But he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up trouble you, and there be many defiled. Amen. He disciplines us because, as we see here, he loves us. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is with us in the valley of Siddim, the valley of sin, the valley of Eshcol, the valley of decision there, the valley of Kidron, which is the valley of suffering, the valley of Elah, which is the valley of battle, and in the valley of Achor, the valley of chastening. Amen. The sixth valley that we want to look at is the valley of Gehenna. The valley of Gehenna, which represents the valley of death. Let's turn, if you would, to the book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah the prophet. In Jeremiah chapter 19 with me, if you would. Jeremiah 19. And we want to look at verses 5 and 6 of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 19, verses 5 and 6. They have built also the high places of Baal, to burn their sons with fire, for burnt offerings unto Baal, which I commanded not, nor spake it, neither came it into my mind. Therefore, behold, the day comes, saith the Lord, that this place shall no more be called Tophet, or the valley of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. Now, Gehenna is the burning garbage dump at the south end of Jerusalem, just outside the wall. Fire burned the garbage continually. Jesus described hell as burning Gehenna forever. For those of you who die without Christ, this is called the valley of death. Or here we see the valley of slaughter in Jeremiah. Christ will not be there. If you have rejected Christ all your life, you will have your way. and you'll go to a Christless eternity in the lake of fire pictured by Gehenna's burning garbage. Amen. I want us to turn to Mark chapter 9. Listen to me, if you would, in Mark chapter 9, beginning in verse 43, as we talk about the Valley of Gehenna, the Valley of Death, which is a picture of the lake of fire, where those that reject Christ will spend eternity in this lake of fire, which is pictured by the Valley of Gehenna. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into the life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Now, Christ makes the following statement three times. First here in verse 44 of Mark 9. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Verse 46. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Verse 48. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Three times. See, what I'm trying to bring up is this. Is there are many today that teach and preach that hell is just without Christ. There is no literal fire. But look at Christ. You know, he preached a lot about hell. Amen. He made a lot of statements about hell. In here, right here in Mark, three times, he makes the same statement. Amen. He makes the same statement three times. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. There's a fire, literal fire, burning in that lake of fire. Amen. Continual burning. This is where people are going to go. Amen. As it says in Revelations, turn with me to Revelations chapter 20. We read in Revelations chapter 20, verses 14 and 15, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Amen? So if your name is not written down in the book of life, someday, my friend, you're going to be cast into the lake of fire. There's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. There's a literal fire that continually burns. Amen. Now, if you are listening today and you've received Christ as your Savior, you'll have no fear of death because Jesus will be with you in death as he has been with you in life. See, because we go back to Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. If the Lord is your shepherd, then yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. There's nothing to fear. Now, if you suffer, amen, he is there. If you are tempted, he is there. If you're in a battle, he is there. If you're in a decision, he is there. If you are in death, he is there if you're saved. See, no matter what valley that you find yourself in, my friend, Jesus Christ is there with you. Amen? He is there. He has promised that he will always be with you. He is omnipresent. Amen. Let's look at the last valley. The valley of Jezreel, or Megiddo, which is the valley of Armageddon. Look at Zechariah chapter 12 with me. Zechariah, the prophet Zechariah, chapter 12. Zechariah chapter 12, verses 10 and 11. And I will pour out upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. And they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. So we're told here that Israel is going to look upon the returning Lord Jesus Christ, the one whom they pierced. They're going to see the physical marks from the crucifixion in his body. In that day, here's verse 11, Zechariah 12. In that day shall there be a great mourning in Jerusalem, as the mourning of Hadad Rimmon in the valley of Megiddo. Amen. The armies of the world will gather here for the great end time battle. The Lord Jesus Christ will descend from heaven at this valley. Zechariah chapter 14, verses 1 through 5. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth in captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. And then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof towards the east and towards the west. And there shall be a very great valley. And half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it towards the south. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azal. Yea, ye shall flee like as you fled from before the earthquake in the days of Isaiah, the king of Judah, and the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. The valley of Armageddon. Amen. The great battle there in the end times. My friend, from the day of your salvation throughout eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ will be with you. We have looked at seven Bible valleys. In any of these valleys, Jesus will be there. Amen. Well, that concludes our study on the seven Bible valleys. Again, this study is available on audio cassette tape. This is Brother Gino. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today for the pastor study. Until we meet again, my prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you, and good day.